40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. The nation's debt obligations and federal spending will be the topics when President Biden meets in midweek with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. And on CBS's Face the Nation, Speaker McCarthy gave a preview of the Republican position.
Our very first responsibility, we both should have to pass a budget. We both should have to pass the appropriation bill so the country can see the direction we're going. But you cannot continue the spending that has brought this inflation, that has brought our economic problems. We've got to get our spending under control.
And now to Memphis, where local officials have acted after the release of those videos of the police beating of Tyree Nichols. The officers involved have been fired and charged. Now their anti-crime unit is disbanded.
The Scorpion unit was launched in 2021, tasked with patrolling the high-crime hotspots of Memphis. But the beating of Tyree Nichols has left law enforcement questioning its value and culture. Shelby County District Attorney Steve Mulroy telling News Nation the disbanding of the unit was a healthy decision by Police Chief C.J. Davis.
Some of these quick swarm suppression specialty units sometimes can lead to over-aggressive tactics.
Nichols' family attorney Ben Crump saying this misconduct is not just restricted to these specialty units. Chris Fox for CBS News, Memphis.
In politics.
A new CBS News poll finds ratings are holding steady for the president.
His approval rating is at 44%. Unchanged from a few weeks ago.
Jennifer DePinto, CBS's director of surveys, breaks it down.
More Americans think the Biden administration is handling the classified documents investigation well than badly, as most, 61%, feel Biden has tried to cooperate with the investigation.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
And overseas, the Ukrainian city of Kherson has come under intense new fire from Russian troops.
Local officials say multiple launch rocket systems, artillery, mortars, and tank shells were used to target Kherson. In this latest attack, three people were killed. Nine others were wounded, two of them when a hospital got hit. In his nightly address, President Zelensky said Russian forces had stepped up the intensity of their attacks in the east. He said stiff resistance was the only response, adding, by defending the Donbass, you are defending Ukraine.
The BBC's Sasha Schlichter. With a new round of violence in the Middle East, a plea from the Pope.
Since the beginning of the year, dozens of Palestinians have been killed in clashes with the Israeli army. I appeal to the two governments and the international community to find other ways without delay, including dialogue.
In the NFL conference playoffs in Philadelphia near the end of regulation time, hometown Eagles 31, San Francisco 49ers 7, a bit later in Kansas City, rematch of last year's AFC game, Chiefs versus the Bengals. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
As a Walgreens pharmacist, I talk with people all the time about little tips and tricks for filling their Medicare prescriptions, like taking advantage of Walgreens 90-day refills to save them a trip, or using Refill by Scan, which is super easy and right on your phone. And for anybody worried about prescription costs, I say, hey, we got you, with low-cost copays on many medications.
Let's talk about making things easier. Walgreens is here. Fill your way and save at walgreens.com/Medicare. See pharmacists for restrictions and exclusions.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner. I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
On tonight's Health Watch, an impending problem in initial medical care. Jim Krasula reports.
A shortage of primary care doctors is becoming more acute in many areas. Primary care physician Tom Bledsoe is president of the Rhode Island Medical Society.
In primary care, Rhode Island is competing with neighboring states, and we're behind the eight ball. And in the practice of medicine, primary care is competing with other specialties.
Bledsoe says many primary care doctors are nearing retirement age, and most medical students now choose specialties. specialties over primary care. Jim Crisilda, CBS News.
And we have a Film World obituary of note. Screenwriter Gregory Allen Howard, he adapted stories of historical black figures in Remember the Titans, starring Denzel Washington and Ali with Will Smith. Gregory Allen Howard has died. He was 70 years old. Back to sports tennis. Novak Djokovic winning his 10th Australian Open title, his 22nd Grand Slam overall. Tom Foti, CBS News.
Do you know what people see when they Google you? Search engines don't always get it right. And when they're wrong, it's your reputation on the line. So what do you do when you don't agree with your search results? Call Reputation Defender at 800-401-6681. Reputation Defender by Norton is one of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. We have over a decade of experience in fixing people's search results, and we can help you too. Using cutting-edge approaches, Reputation Defender pushes unflattering information down to lower pages of your search results, where few people ever look. We also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, letting you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. You owe it to yourself to take control with Reputation Defender. Visit www.reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 for free advice on your situation. 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
It makes me smile and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Funny how the money
but I cannot shake the feeling that there was more to come my way. It's like I was walking in somebody else's shoes. I could taste all their pleasures and I could surely sing the blues. Is a mindset, try to see the bad as good. These are the lessons learned and you should always keep in mind. You may not have all the answers, but you can sure enjoy the ride. But ain't it funny how the money goes in and out my pocket, round and round my lots of clothes. Never gonna stop,
never gonna stop.
It's funny how the money goes.
Never gonna stop.
Radio. We are local music. The People Brothers Band there from Love Electric 2018. Starting Saturday night off with two from the People Brothers Band. Money Goes and Love Electric. There's a really cool show happening at the High Noon Saloon on Saturday, February 4th. It's the Bob Marley Birthday Bash. Kids show and a late show is at the High Noon Saloon. I only bring that up because it features Mama T of the People Brothers Band. That's quote unquote Mama T of the mom of the People Brothers Band rocker.
That is awesome. Is Natty Nation playing at that show, Jimmy?
I believe they might be. I have to confirm
that. They usually do.
They usually do, yes. That's a fun event, too. And it's for the kids. There's an early show. Take the kids. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker. Terry is off tonight. Put an asterisk next to that. We'll tell you why in just a moment. Max Inc. Radio, original local music from around the state of Wisconsin here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Rocker, it was a challenging drive to the studio from Madison's north side to Madison's west side today.
Hi, it was. And to add to insult to injury, the Badger game was getting out just as I was in a big traffic jam in the snow. It was kind of fun. Yeah.
I got here a little earlier. That was cool. But yeah, the take care on the roads tonight. There's, what, 3 or 4 inches on the ground right now, I guess. I don't know.
Well, it's a bit slippery.
We should call Rippy. That's what we need to do. Rippy from Rippyology. We need a weather update, man.
Well, I was lucky. I had to drive to Menominee Falls yesterday because, hey, my band Iron Plow was recording out at Cherry Pit Studios out there. And I was lucky. I was watching the weather forecast and, you know, I was just talking about maybe snow on Friday, but I got lucky, missed it all. I'm glad I don't have to go out there today, but my band guys are out there right now recording and hope they drive safe home.
Definitely drive safe. So Iron Plow in the studio. Huh?
We're in the studio. We're going to cut three songs. They should be out soon and we'll definitely premiere them here on Max Inc. Heavy.
I see a conflict of interest with the interviewer and the interviewee being the same person once again.
Yes, I can like sue myself.
All right. Well, that will be an interesting show for sure. But tonight, Rocker, we have another great show for the people. We're packed with guests tonight, too.
Jimmy, we have from Milwaukee, Alternative Radio. They've been on a little bit of a hiatus, but they have some new people in the band and some things going on. We'll hear from them. Sean Michael Dargan, he's coming in the studio. And Jimmy, I think he's going to bring his guitar and even play a song for us.
Yes.
Talk about his new release. Terry Boire, she's going to talk with Joe Richter, a Milwaukee-based artist. And if you love rock and roll songs, you'll love this Q&A from Terry Boire. And live in the Devil's Lair tonight, the Gypsy Jazz of Harmonious Whale. I mean, these guys are normally playing theaters and huge festivals. I mean, going to be crazy. They're right here in the Devil's Lair. And then, of course, Max Inc. Heavy with Rocker.
We're going to add Faster, Faster, Faster into the mix as well. Ooh, at 8:30 tonight, brother.
That's right. Faster, Faster, Janesville.
Yeah. So looking forward to talking with that. Their new music is absolutely wonderful. Iftikhar, they were in the studio, week before last, with their new CD. And they also have a show coming up at the High Noon Saloon on Saturday. That's tonight. They're playing tonight at the High Noon Saloon, Rocker.
Oh, man, that's going to be a fun jam night.
Let's put the radio station on all play and let's go to Iftikhar, dude.
We're out of here.
It's Max Inc. Radio. Join us, 844-967-2789. We are local music.
I'm just trying to make some time for me. Make some time worth living. I said I don't want, no I don't need. I don't need to be forgiven. Not by you, or you, or anyone else who thinks I need to push on through your. I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight? I'm hoping you can help me. I'm hoping you can help me. Just trying to stay inside the lines, you see. Inside the lines, yet driven. I take a step out and give a weak shout. Or should I ask to be forgiven? I'm asking you and you and anyone else who thinks I need to push on through, yeah. I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight?
help me. I'm hoping you can help me. I'm hoping, hoping you can help me. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm saying is true, you can't trust anything I say. I certainly can't trust the things I do. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm doing is right, I close your eyes, throw your head back, put your hands up, let's figure this out tonight. And I said, come get some, a soft glow of electric sex. I said, come get some, a soft glow, yeah. I said, come get some, a soft glow of electric sex. I said, come get some, a soft glow. Inside the lines yet driven, I'll take a step out, give a weak shout. Or should I ask to be forgiven? I'm asking you and you and anyone else who thinks I need to push on through. No, I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight? I'm hoping you can help me. I'm hoping, hoping you can help me. I'm hoping you can help me. Hoping, hoping you can help me. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm saying is true, you can't trust anything I say. I certainly can't trust the things I do. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm doing is right, I close your eyes, pull your head back, put your hands up, let's figure this out tonight. And I said, come get some, the soft glow.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
Radio. We are local music. Rocket Burrell from Midst August. Terrified is the name of that song. They're playing tonight at the Crystal Corner Bar. A lot of good music happening tonight in Madison. That's pretty cool. Everybody, Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. In Madison, there's three locations, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. Please support our sponsors and shop them online. Ignite Glass and Gifts for all your smokeware, smoking utensils, whatever you need. Plus, Eric and Amy are really cool people. They got great dogs, too. Alternative radio coming up after the break. Right now, Color Phase, High, Fast, and Tight on Max Inc. Radio.
CBS News Brief. One NFL team set for the Super Bowl, the Philadelphia Eagles.
So for the fourth time in their franchise history, it's been been 5 years since the last Super Bowl appearance when they won over New England, Super Bowl 52, and now they're back.
The Eagles beat the San Francisco 49ers 31-7 in the NFC Conference game. The call on Fox Sports. Next up, Cincinnati at Kansas City in the AFC game. For House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, almost next up, talk about the nation's debt and spending with President Biden, that in midweek.
We're not going to default, but let me be very honest with you right now. We have hundreds of billions of dollars. This won't come to fruition until sometime in June. So the responsible thing to do is sit down like two adults and start having that discussion.
He was on Face the Nation. In Memphis, the police unit involved in the Tyree Nichols beating is disbanded. Shelby County DA Steve Mulroy.
I think it's probably a healthy thing, and I'm glad that Chief Davis is taking decisive action there.
He talked to television's News Nation. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues. From the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah.
Maxine Radio, we are local music. That is alternative radio. That is a brand new track. I literally just downloaded that today from Bandcamp. Get Back Woman. Pretty cool. Cosme Love before that. That's easy for me to say, Rocker. Oh, boy. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker. Terry will check in with an interview later on in the show. But, Rocker, you're here to introduce our first guest of the night.
Jimmy, alternative radio are the black sheep of Milwaukee's music scene. And like some of the legendary bands before them, they met in art school. The punky, sometimes all-poppy trio slams beer-soaked rock and roll and nothing but. With a new album, new bassist, new direction, drummer and vocalist Stark is on the phone with us right now. Stark, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, how you doing?
Thanks for joining us.
Good, man. Hey, for our listeners who aren't familiar, who is Alternative Radio?
We're a three-piece from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We play very eclectic music, sort of 70s. We're kind of going the glam route right now. And yeah, we're just a rock and roll band.
How long you guys been together?
Since 2020.
2020 band. Oh, well, you guys have been quiet for a little while, and now we know why. A new direction, new bassist, and new songs. First, tell us about the new direction. You guys haven't gone soft on us, have you?
Maybe a little bit.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Tell us about the new direction.
I think we're going to bring in a lot of glam elements and kind of like some boogie-woogie rock and roll elements to it. We're bringing a lot of backing vocals and just an overall poppy feeling, but we're still going to keep the raw primitive sound that we started with, but just add those new elements to it.
When you say glam, are we talking like Winger Bon Jovi type of hairspray?
Probably more like T-Rex or the New York Dolls.
Oh, yeah, right, man. Some Tommy Bolin.
Yeah.
Well, your music definitely has I think you touched on it just a second ago, but your music definitely has a classic rock feel to it, and that's kind of what drew me toward your music. I like that.
Yeah, and that song that you had just played, Get Back Woman, is probably the best example is where the band is headed as far as the glam element and the pop elements.
What's that song about? Tell us about that song.
That song is basically a song about a guy whose woman has left him, and he's basically saying, if you ever change your mind, and if you do it in time, that I'll take you back, and kind of not ask any questions, and just kind of saying that she's a good woman and she's not going to be cruel and play any games.
Now, Stark, you are the vocalist and the drummer. Tell us about playing a different part in the songwriting process than drummers usually do.
Not to mention being a vocalist and have to carry equipment to the stage.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. I like that as a drummer and a vocalist, I kind of get a different outlook on songwriting. It's nice because when I play drums, I kind of, in a sense, I mean, we still have the lead guitarist who very much leads the song, but I also kind of like co-lead the song. A lot of times my fills are kind of cues, or if we want to, we're kind of loose with how we play it live, and I might kind of do something to, like a little hint to kind of, let's ride this part out. Maybe, hey, you can take a solo that might have not been planned. So I get to kind of lead the band from the drums in a sense, because it's like the loudest instrument and you kind of are the one who's leading it all.
It blows me away. I mean, it's very rare. I mean, it doesn't happen very often where the drummer is the vocalist of the band. In my mind, being a drummer is hard enough. Add vocals in there, and you just said, you know, the loudest instrument on stage, your monitors just have to be blaring or something.
Yeah, surprisingly, most of the sound guys have done a good job so far. I've heard a lot of horror stories on just feedback and stuff, but so far people have managed to do pretty well with that. But yeah, I had a failed band before this, you could even call it a band, where I was doing guitar and singing. And at first, even though I'm a terrible guitarist, that was easier than drumming and singing. But
I bet.
After a while, I kind of figured it out, and now it's almost easier to sing and drum.
I think it's easy, yeah.
I'm not overthinking my singing.
That is a hard thing. I'm here to tell you, I agree. It's like trying to rub your stomach one way and your top of your head the other way. Crazy stuff. Hey, tell us about your new bassist for alternative radio. His name is Otto.
Yeah, he's here. I can put him on.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Otto?
Hey, Otto, what's happening, man? Tell us about your new gig here and why you joined this band, Alternative Radio. What gave you the motivation to do that?
Well, you know, it's a dream come true, if I got to say so myself. You know, I signed my new yacht yesterday.
Yeah.
And I'm about to go on Aruba. With all this money I'm making from the rock band.
Hey, can we interest you in doing a live broadcast from your yacht?
Maybe, you know, you never know. But no, it's awesome.
What bands have you been in before, or is this your first band?
Well, I've been in a few bands from Ohio, is where I'm from. But when I moved over into Wisconsin, I tried out a few other people, and so far this one stuck the best.
Oh, what brought you from Ohio to Milwaukee?
Oh, that's fun. My girlfriend did. She's in with the college for biomedical engineering. Wow. The good stuff, you know, smart egghead.
Nice.
And I thought I'd stick around for the money. It'd be great.
And you guys have some upcoming shows. One is in Madison. When and where are you playing live in the near future?
I don't know. Where are we?
Our next show is next week. We're actually playing at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, I believe it's called.
That's yeah. February 4th?
Is it like Union 18th? South or something like that?
18th, I think.
Yeah, February 18th. We don't have anything
else. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's their radio station.
Oh,
one of their radio.
Oh yeah, it's a WSUM show.
Yeah.
Nice.
They're the student radio station here in town.
And any other shows around the state?
Yeah, and then we have, I believe it's the week after that, we're playing Bremen Cafe Classic.
Oh yeah, right there in Milwaukee.
Yeah. And that was, we were pretty much like a house band there last year, so that's kind of our big return to Milwaukee. We've played, after coming back as a band, we played Chicago at Liars Club, but that'll be our first hometown show back.
And then quickly before we go, tell us about your new album that's going to be coming out in spring, and what can people expect, and where can they download it?
Yeah, I'm going to also bring Johnny Guitar on, because he's here too. I'm going to let him talk a little bit first, but then I'll talk some more just about the album.
Well, hey, Johnny Guitar, what's happening, man?
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
Good. How's Milwaukee? You guys getting a lot of snow there?
Oh yeah, yeah. We're doing a lot of shoveling. We're getting ready.
Now, you and Peyton, you guys met in art school then?
You could say that.
our first bassist, Xavier Morla, me and him met, and then Aaron used to drive up. I was in Chicago in Elgin.
Yeah, I would say that was kind of where it formed. That's where we actually recorded one of our first songs. It's the University of Judson, and we actually recorded some of our first songs there. They were rough, but I think some of them are still on Spotify.
Yeah.
Nice. And Johnny Guitar, what kind of guitar do you play?
A Les Paul, of course. I have to play Les Paul. A Wisconsin, made by a Wisconsinite.
Of course.
Right here in Waukesha.
That's awesome. Hey, guys, we love the sound of the band. The songs are awesome. Congratulations on the success so far. And hopefully there's much more to come for you all, because and I can't wait to see you on stage, honestly. Keep us posted with some Madison shows, man.
Yeah,
of course. We'll do. We're going to be playing a lot in Madison and Chicago this year.
Excellent. We'll let the people know when and where you're playing, and thanks so much. Let's get into some more. One more alternative radio show song. This is Black Sheep. I'm going to learn how to talk. This is Max 8 Radio. We are local music. Radio, we are local music. Thanks to Alternative Radio for joining us tonight. Check them out on Facebook. Check out their music. They're on Bandcamp too. Get their stuff there. Hey, there's a really cool show coming up with Alex White from the Pine Travelers. It's at the Crystal Corner Bars. Alex White and friends. Cold Mingle is going to be there too. It's at the Crystal Corner Bar Saturday, February 4th. In the meantime, here are the Pine Travelers on Max Inc. Radio.
Life ain't too pretty. You ain't thinking too damn clear. Down to the nitty gritty, feels like you ain't going nowhere. You're just living in the biggest small town in America. Living in the biggest small town in America. Some folks call it a city, but they ain't from around here. They ain't living in the biggest.
are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.